Welcome to another edition of Always Right with Rochelle, the Right Now Coach. Today I'm delighted to be talking with Julio Ojeda Zapata, who writes for the St. Paul Pioneer Press and is the author of Twitter Means Business, How Microblogging Can Help or Hurt Your Company. Welcome, Julio.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your new book, Twitter Means Business?
Well, it's about the Twitter microblogging service, which is kind of popular for people that want to post bits of information about what they're doing or what they're thinking and engage in conversations with other users. And the point of my book is that businesses are increasingly getting on Twitter as well and engaging their customers and using Twitter for customer service and so on and so forth. So my book is basically about how businesses have begun migrating onto Twitter, much as they've, you know, migrated onto Facebook and so on.
Well, I really loved it. It was a helpful guide for me into this mysterious world of Twitter, which I'm just learning. So I'm wondering, as a Twitter user yourself, what were the three biggest lessons you learned from researching your book?
About businesses on Twitter?
About businesses on Twitter, or about how you use Twitter?
Well, it's been a real journey of discovery for me, primarily because, for me personally, Twitter has been a great way to meet new people. You know, email is good for communication with people you already know. Facebook is, you know, similar. You know, friends from school and family members and so on and so forth. The great discovery for me is that Twitter is a really easy way to just meet a lot of new people, and, you know, many of those people become your friends in the virtual sense or even in the physical sense.
Huh.
So it's that has been the primary benefit for me personally, and professionally it's been a good, you know, way to make contacts that can be helpful for me in my stories, and just to have a, you know, a big pool of people in the tech world, because I'm a tech nut. People in the media world, because I'm a journalist. People in Minnesota, because I happen to be a Minnesotan. A lot of Puerto Ricans on Twitter, because I happen to be Puerto Ricans. You know, Twitter using Puerto Ricans now refer to themselves as Twitter Ricans.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
So how do you use Twitter? You know, like, how much are you on during the day, and what kinds of things are you doing while you're on there?
Well, it varies. I use it a lot some days and not very much other days. But, again, it's primarily conversations. It's I follow people who have interesting things to say, or people I've met on Twitter and who have become my friends. I just you know, keep track of what they're posting on Twitter, and when they say something interesting, I can chime in and respond. And, you know, that's how substantive conversations get started. And then I also use Twitter as kind of a stream of consciousness. You know, even though I'm technically using Twitter in a professional sense, because, you know, I identify myself as a reporter, you know, in the strictest sense, I'm on Twitter in a professional capacity. I really, for the most part, end up using it, you know, for personal observations about my kid and, you know, what's on my mind. And I also identify myself, you know, very prominently as an author of a book about Twitter, and you would think I would be on there, you know, hyping my book all the time, but not really. I'm just kind of using it, you know, largely as a vehicle of communication, largely, you know, in a pleasurable, you know, rather than a work-related sense.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, mentioning your book, I'm curious about what, you know, what you think a writer might be able to do to either research a book on Twitter or to create buzz for a book on Twitter, if you have any ideas about that.
Well, one of the key steps I took was to create a new Twitter account that was specifically identified with my book, tied to my book. So that's, you know, one obvious thing, although, you know, in hindsight, I'm not 100% sure I would have done that, you know, if I were to do it over again, because, you know, my main Twitter account is my primary identity, and that is, you know, pretty closely tied to my book. And I wonder, you know, whether it was really necessary to create a whole separate Twitter account that isn't quite as active as my main one. So, you know, it wasn't a complete waste of time, but I wasn't sure I would do it over again.
Hmm.
And you know, Twitter has, well, in my case, Twitter is an obvious marketing mechanism for book promotion because the book is about Twitter. So,
right.
The marketing vehicle is built right into the book, which is pretty handy. But, you know, other authors also, you know, use Twitter for promotion. It's a good way, especially if you're writing a book that has, you know, something to do about technology or the internet or whatever. It's a good way to get the word out quickly. The key is to develop a good following. You need to have a lot of, you have to have interesting things to say and therefore attract, you know, a critical mass of followers who you can then rely on to sort of spread the word about your project.
Uh-huh.
And there's a very smart guy by the name of Guy Kawasaki who, you know, who has written about this, and he says, you know, don't be shy about, you know, using your Twitter followers to help you, you know, market, but you need a lot of followers. If you're just using Twitter, you know, to blab with your friends, you know, having 200 followers is fine. But if you're really serious about using Twitter for marketing, you need a lot of followers. You need 5,000 followers or whatever. And at that point, you know, you're in business because you have this vast marketing army that is that you can call upon to sort of help spread the word.
Wow. So how do you get from 200 to 5,000 followers? Do you have any big hints for our listeners?
Well, you know, one good way to get started is, you know, just don't obsess too much about it, but just, you know, depending on what your interests are, find people that share your interest and follow them, and then they'll follow you back.
That's, you know,
if you follow, you know, other people will follow you back. Number two is, you know, keep at it. You know, try to say interesting things. You know, just, you know, speak from the heart and use Twitter not in the basic sense for which it was originally intended, which was to just say, you know, what are you doing right now? That's kind of the cliched question on Twitter. You know, what are you doing? And that gets boring. You know, I'm eating a sandwich, I'm taking a shower or whatever. That's boring. Twitter has moved beyond that. It's now sort of people expressing their feelings, talking about, you know, what's on their minds, what they think about this, what they think about that. They can also use it in a quasi-journalistic sense if they're in the midst of an interesting event. You know, just to throw out an example, you know, if you're attending the Obama inauguration or something, you suddenly become a journalist in a sense because you're in this having an interesting experience that other people will want to hear about, and you can, like, send out tweets on your phone.
Wow.
You know, so if something interesting is happening to you, you know, tell people, and, you know, slowly, if you're, you know, quite frank, if you're tweeting interesting things, then people will gradually follow you. In my case, it probably doesn't hurt that I'm a journalist at a large newspaper. That's certainly helpful, but that is not to say other people can't develop followings as well.
So what are some of the common mistakes that people make on Twitter?
I guess the fundamental mistake is to not realize that Twitter is all about two-way communication. Twitter will be a lot fulfilling for you as well as the people who follow you if you not only speak, but you also listen.
Okay.
If you use Twitter more as an intercom than a megaphone, if that makes any sense.
Yes, that does.
If you're just blasting out information, you're just kind of shouting from the mountaintop, people will tune you out eventually. But if you come down from the mountain and mix it up with other people and just engage people in conversations, just react to what other people are saying, have other people react to what you're saying, make friends, you know, just get on Twitter and make friends the way I have. Just engage, become part of the community and speak from the heart and don't pretend you're so important that you know, some people get on Twitter and you know, some relatively well-known people get on Twitter and they develop, a lot of people follow them, but they don't follow anyone back. I think, you know, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
If you're probably on the right track if you are following roughly as many people are as following you, if there's a balance, that is sort of an indication that you that you're using Twitter in a balanced way.
What's a good way to figure out who to follow? How, you know, how do we find out the people that are interesting for us to follow?
Well, there's no answer to that because everybody has different interests.
Okay, well, what, you know, you're the expert.
In my case, I as a tech guy, I'm, you know, off the top of my head, I can reel off the names of, you know, 30, 40, you know, very, very well-known tech-type people, you know, columnists, and so on and so forth. And among tech heads, Twitter is very popular, so the vast majority of those are on Twitter, so I can automatically, you know, all these tech types that I know, I can go ahead and go out and follow them. And, you know, I'm a journalist, and so people in the media are kind of important. A lot of those are using Twitter, so I follow them. You can do, you know, just search, use a Twitter search engine, just search for things that you're interested in. With a little research, you can sort of identify key people in those areas and just follow them. The other thing you can do is find out, you know, which of your friends and acquaintances or relatives are on Twitter. I believe on Twitter there's a way to sort of upload your email address list and that's another way to do it.
Well, I'm curious about all these websites that have grown up around Twitter, so like Twello and so forth. And I'm wondering, since you do write about technical stuff, do you have a few favorites of those websites that you find are more useful?
I don't. You know, a lot of people use a lot of third-party tools. Like there are a lot of programs that you can use to instead of just using the web-based interface of Twitter, there are like a lot of programs that you can use to make the experience a lot more powerful, and I have used some of those, but it also makes Twitter a little more intrusive because if you have a program sitting on your desktop that beeps at you, you know, every time a tweet comes in, it gets a little distracting.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those guys that leads a somewhat minimalist existence, not just with Twitter, but, you know, just about everything. I do my word processing, you know, using Google Docs in the browser. I blog. I don't use blogging software. I just blog in the browser. I just kind of do everything in the browser. With Twitter, I'm kind of like that. I just like the simple approach. And I don't layer on a lot of tools. I try them. I try a lot of them, and they're kind of interesting, but not really super necessary.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about you as a writer. You know, I see from your bio that you wear all these different hats. You're a syndicated columnist. You're an editor. You write for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and now you've written a book. So how do you juggle all these various things?
Oh, imperfectly. Yeah, it's a struggle. When I added this book business to everything else I do, my life sort of became this big, you know, race against time, and it's challenging. You know, right now I'm in the process of moving from one residence to another, and
wow.
There's a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, and, you know, there's newspaper stuff, and there's book stuff, and there's not only writing the book, but once the book is done, you have to market it, and it's very, very challenging, and I'll be the first to say I'm not the greatest time manager type person. I'm not sure I'm, you know, super fantastic at sort of managing my time and keeping lots of balls in the air. It's challenging, so I've had to learn, you know, to I'm also kind of an expert procrastinator. I've had to learn to sort of put a damper on that tendency. So
how do you get over the procrastination with all this stuff to do, to write?
Just give myself a swift kick in the ass.
That's great. Well, do you have a final tip, either from writing or Twitter, that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, just have fun. You know, some people take Twitter a little too seriously. Twitter is a very informal, conversational medium, and just enjoy it. Don't take it too seriously. Some people get on there and, you know, get pick fights with other people and, you know, get sort of hot and bothered about things that are being said. It's Twitter, you know, almost more than anything else it's very simple, very informal, and very fun. Just take it for what it is.
Wow, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
This has been another edition of Always Right with Rochelle, the Right Now Coach. You can find a link to Julio's book at my website, rightnowcoach.com. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to always write.